Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Chicago bringing us back 7-10, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Wally Bach is our guest, our good friend. Writing a book with Wally.com is the website. And Wally, how many people have you helped write a book so far?
I really don't know.
Legions, right?
I bet we're about a dozen.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Well, there's one guy that I've done 3 books with. So
right.
I don't know how we count.
Well, you know, some people. That's great. Congratulations. No, I'm impressed.
That's hard to do.
And that's exactly right. So Wally's brought 3 books to us today to talk to us about, to recommend to us, so we can learn from them. Moments of Truth is another one. It's been around a while, hasn't it?
That's been around a while. I do a review on my 3-star leadership site every now and then called the Business Book Classic. And I did that after I was...
What's a classic? Tell the audience what a classic is.
Classic for me, in this context, is it's a book that was published for the first time more than 25 years ago, and that still has value.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty straight up.
Like net income?
Now, alas.
Alas.
net income was good.
It doesn't meet the
25-year...
Oh, okay.
Thing, and because it was about technology, I don't think it would have the same shelf life.
I got you. So Jan Carlson, he was talking about the moment of truth when a customer makes a decision about you. I love you or I don't love you, right?
Yeah, but it's a little bit more than that, because in addition to that insight, is the insight that comes behind it is, it might be a good idea to have your people able to make that customer happy. So they've got to be able to do it, and that means you've got to organize your company a little bit differently than companies were organized.
So you got to hire for the moment of truth, don't you?
You got to hire for the moment of truth, you got to train for the moment of truth, and you got to unleash for the moment of truth.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do, you can do great hiring and great training, but if you're not like a Ritz-Carlton, giving people the ability to make decisions without having to go, you know, 3 levels up the hierarchy to find somebody to prove it, you don't have moments of truth.
Mm-hmm.
You have moments where you hope there's truth. And that's a whole different. What makes, I think, the Carlson book good and what makes it still relevant is that it has all of that. You have people... Part of what you do to make them able to do something great in the moment of truth is you hire them well, you train them up properly, but then you step back and you give them the ability, the autonomy, to make decisions and take actions that'll get things done.
Mm-hmm. And empower them. You have to give them the authority and the responsibility. Empower them to take care of a customer when the customer has something that needs fixing on the spot. I got to talk to my manager or that's against our policy. I love that one, don't you? That's not our policy.
I do. And this one of the things that I noticed when I was preparing for this thing is that's the Ken Iverson message in Plain Talk too. You got to get stuff away from people. It's
mm-hmm.
what Laszlo Bock said in Work Rules so well, is that you constantly have to fight hierarchy. And that's true, as I think about it, even if I go back to my small business days,
mm-hmm.
when I was running a publishing company, I had to really resist the tendency to make decisions that other people could make. And that's really the message of all the books we've talked
mm-hmm.
about.
Mm-hmm.
If you have people who are committed and capable, you need to let them run.
And folks, it all begins at the hiring process. And this is, and sadly, Wally, this is probably the worst thing that small business owners do. We're probably the worst in the world at hiring people. Because we can't wait.
We can't wait to fill a seat.
We got to do it right now. My cousin's got a nephew's neighbor's, you know, whatever that's out of work. Let's get him in here.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks.
Yes, because that's a good thing to do.
If you want to meet the moment of truth, start with the right people. As Jan Carlzon, Carlzon, is the author of that book. I'm sure it's available. Hey, Wally, good job today. Come back.
Oh, okay, Jim. I think I will.
Writing a book with Wally.com, folks. Check it out. If you got one in you, Wally will help you get it out. Thanks, Wally. Come back soon. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.